590 WKZO. Yeah, get it through the window. Let's see.
Fling. There's a hole in it.
Yeah.
It was an offer.
It was. It was an offer. We actually are a trifecta today.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that cool?
It is.
So, Michael, it's Roger, and it's me.
Do I have this right? Trifectas require three people.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's a dynamic duo or the unofecta.
Yeah, or just the fecta.
Or just the fecta. Well, I don't know if I'd do that. I got a dump button over here. I could be in real trouble. Getting enough trouble in the morning by saying crap to begin with.
You said crap on the air?
Yeah, twice.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Every little old lady. They call.
I wish he wouldn't say that.
You want me to say something else?
My mom still doesn't like when I say that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, look, I'm 55 years old. I've earned the right, okay?
Yeah.
I should say it like my nephew likes it. You've heard of, you know, the guy who does the Scott's lawn commercials? The whatever his name is?
Oh, yeah.
Angus or whatever his, I don't know what his name is, a Scottish guy. He's got an evil cousin named McTavish.
Okay.
So you got moles on your lawn. Pour gasoline down the hall. Burn it. Burn your lawn. Burn it. Yeah, well, he says clap that way, and it sounds better. So.
And you talk to your mother with that mouth.
Yeah, but I don't talk to her that way.
I one time dropped an F-bomb in front of my mom.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're still walking?
Yeah.
Wow.
Only because I could outrun her at that point. It was an injury was involved and a great deal of pain and a blood blister formed. And I let go of an expletive that seemed appropriate at the moment.
But then after it happened, you're like, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Did I just say that in front of my mother?
Oh, yes. Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. Tigers on radio tonight, 7:45 airtime here on 590 WKZO. They got to win. Come on, guys. Just get it over with.
Yeah.
Would you please?
I mean, they're playing the Twins, then they play the Marlins. If they can't beat those teams, what are they going to do in the playoffs?
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about something that I have this axe to grind against, okay?
Burger King.
Burger King is introducing lower-fat, lower-calorie French fries.
And you're against that?
Yes.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's fast food.
It's supposed to be fat.
If you're a reasonably intelligent person, you know, even if you haven't seen Super Size Me, which I haven't because I think the guy's a tool. But
I haven't
that's
seen
all right.
it either.
Morgan, whatever his name is.
Spurlock.
Warlock.
Spurlock.
Or
yeah.
Furlough or something. I don't know.
Furlock.
But yeah, Spurlock.
Spurlock, yeah.
Spurlock. All right. Burger King wants people to feel less guilty about gobbling up its French fries. Why? Can somebody please explain to me why? Did you ever see this movie, Crazy People?
No, I haven't.
Okay, Crazy People had to do with, it was a funny movie, it really was, about some people who were in a mental institution who were put to work as ad campaign people, and they put together campaigns that were, like, real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think the one at the end, and please don't be offended by this. If you saw the movie, you know. There was a movie at the end about how white people their fingers were too big to put the components together, but Sony used Oriental people, and their hands were littler. I mean, this was really, you know, almost politically incorrect as Blazing Saddles, but not quite.
Yeah.
And at the end, it said Sony because Caucasians are too blank tall. Right?
Mm-hmm.
His email address is jim.mckinney at WKZO. His boss's name.
here's the thing, okay? You know it's fast food, okay? You know. You go into a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Wendy's or a Steak and Shake or a Checkers or wherever, right?
Yes.
It's fast food.
And you wouldn't, if you had a choice between regular fries and lower calorie fries.
I want real fries.
Me too.
This is supposed to like have some sort of batter on it that doesn't absorb as much oil. I don't care. If I'm ordering fries, I know what they're going to do to my body. I know. I know what a Big Mac. Look, if I die and on my death certificate it says died as a result of Big Mac, I'm happy. Well, I'm dead, but I mean, it's fast food. Does anybody else out there, 382-4280, This is stupid. I'm tired of the healthying up of America, all right? At some point in time, you have to draw the line.
Do you work for one of the health insurance companies?
No, I don't.
I'm tired of this healthying up of America. I want everybody obese with high cholesterol.
No. Look, Michael, how often do you go to a fast food restaurant?
Does Subway count as fast food?
No.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Okay, then I go 3 times a week.
Okay, but Subway has decided to go their way, and it's cool. Because you can, if Jared lost all that weight on Subway, anybody could lose all that weight. And I like Subway, too.
But not all Subway stuff is...
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. And they'll tell you. I mean, they'll show you the ones that are, mm-hmm. are the quote, healthier ones than the other ones. But that's why we have free will.
The
Seriously.
Sweet teriyaki chicken at Subway has more sugar in it than 5 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, yes. See, I don't...
Yeah, I remember Roger
but
talking
you know
about that.
I don't eat that, though.
Well, do you eat the teriyaki chicken?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't eat that one. It's not my favorite one.
What's your favorite one?
Tuna with just banana peppers on it.
Ooh. Every time I go, I always get ham, and then I throw a lot of veggies on it.
Or I'll get the meatball marinara, because I like that, too. All right?
Huh.
But I'm just... You know, I'm tired...
But
I'm
if
tired
people
of the,
want to improve
I'm tired of the health,
their health a
then
little
they,
bit.
Then let them make that choice, and that's fine. I'm just saying, I don't understand why consumer groups keep increasing the pressure in the food industry. Look, at some point in time, it comes down to either personal choice or parental guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Burger King shouldn't, or whoever, shouldn't be responsible for, oh, we're going to have to reduce this because, you know, these consumer groups are after us. I know
They're
what I'd like to.
They're offering you
in
a
fact,
choice,
you know what
Jim?
I would do to the consumer groups? There's no camera in here, is there? That's what I would do to the consumer groups. Thank you.
Jim?
Yes.
There, it didn't say it was going to be mandatory
well, I
that
know.
All customers will eat the more healthy fries than the other ones.
I know.
It doesn't say they're going to stop offering.
I know.
The fries
but
that
why,
have kept your cholesterol elevated your whole life.
But why?
They're going to keep hardening your arteries if that's what you want, Jim.
But why do they feel
it is personal choice?
But why do they feel the need to have to do it in the first place?
Because there are people who care about their temple. Me, for instance, my body is a temple.
You getting a building permit for that temple lately? No, I'm just kidding. No, I understand that. But, you know, I mean, you have baked potato chips and you have 100-calorie pack of Oreos. Why would you make Oreos less calorie-laden? They're supposed to be calorie-laden.
So you could still have some and not look like you and I, Jim.
I am losing weight, dude.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where?
All right, hang on, the band is, there we go, okay. I get your wear. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm just fine. I can't figure out why they'd put batter on French fries in the first place.
Yeah, there we go.
I think they should just dip them in Metamucil before.
You know? What, you would try to get it over with so you don't have to put it in your water?
Poo-poo-poo-doo.
I guess. I don't know.
Thank you. Okay. I don't know either, but I, you know, and here's the thing, you know, look at this thing. The a small order of these news, they refer to them as Satis fries. Yeah, please.
No,
they clock in at 270 calories in a real order. I mean, a regular order of fries, small order is 340. Oh, 70 calories. Ooh. Ah. Oh. Do you know that you have to eat 50 of them to gain a pound? I mean,
that's really ridiculous.
I know.
Jan, I got a question for you.
Sure.
If you walked into a Burger King, would you be offended that they offer low lead and ultimate French fries? Does it bother you that they offer you a healthy alternative?
No, it doesn't bother me that they offer one. I just can't figure out why they use batter on potatoes in the first place.
Yeah, you know,
Well, that's the secret, is what makes McDonald's fries McDonald's fries?
They put sugar on them.
That
Did you know that?
I did not know
and,
that.
Did you know
and
that?
And
they mix
stuff.
Sugar in with the salt.
Really?
Yeah. And there's want to know another secret?
What?
Burger King puts a small amount of sugar in their hamburgers.
Really?
Yeah.
No wonder I haven't done any fast food restaurants in quite a while.
any new ones? Well, yeah. I was going to say, what are they going to do new?
I wouldn't have an idea.
I personally think the Heart Attack Cafe ought to go into the drive-in business. That'd be kind of fun.
Who's the Heart Attack Cafe?
There's an actual restaurant, I think, out in Las Vegas. It's called the Heart Attack Cafe.
Oh, I heard about that one, yeah.
Yeah, a guy actually did have a coronary in there after he was eating something. Mm-hmm. But they serve things that you look at, and it's like a coronary on a plate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
well, everybody's going to be someplace when they die.
Thanks, Jan.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, I got a question.
Yes?
Burger King just came out with this new, like, fry burger. Have you seen that commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to put these low-calorie fries on that fry burger?
If you want the diet version, yeah. Why not? I mean, you know, come on.
What's a fry burger?
It's a hamburger that's got fries on it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And, really?
And in this commercial, this little girl looks over at this guy that's eating this burger and is like, they stole my idea. And he's like, genius.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the Burger King stock is up? But they're going to charge you $1.89 for these new fries, $1.59 for regular fries. I'm sorry.
Why does it cost
that extra 30 cents and buy a pill. You know?
Why does it cost more to eat healthy? I mean, if everybody wants us to eat healthy, wouldn't they make it lower price?
It's that Metamucil they put on it to...
You and your Metamucil. Jeez.
Well, you talk about batter.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Metamucil batter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting concept.
Yeah, huh? It is not one I want to talk about on the air.
You don't want to get it through the drive-thru window.
Oh, by the way, somebody, here we go. Hang on. Thank you. Three in a row. That's pretty good, Raj. If the fries taste the same, I'll eat them. Personally, I like to go get a Subway sub and then McDonald's fries with it. There we go.
That sounds good.
Chris, my friend Chris, the Trekkie. By the way, somebody asked, do you have a building permit for that temple?
Yeah, but it didn't need a zoning variance.
It's too bad because you would have had to excuse yourself.
Right.
It's not batter like a pancake batter. That's what I'm being told. It's not batter like a pancake batter. So it's whatever they put on the front. I don't know. All I know is why does Burger King have to feel like they have to do that? You know, it's fast food.
Why does McDonald's sell salads?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Do you ever get a salad when you go to McDonald's?
No, heck no.
I don't either.
That's not why I go to McDonald's again. No, if I want a salad, I'll go buy a bunch of salad at Harding's.
That's right.
And eat it because it's good. It's usually on sale, too.
Yeah, come visit me.
I can buy like a whole, because he works at Harding's over in Richland.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I can buy a whole bag of the Fresh Express for the prices I can get a McDonald's salad.
What department do you work in?
Whatever. Oh, I work all over the place. Cashier, aisles, frozen, dairy.
Oh.
Health.
Yeah.
Jeez. Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Well, we're just having a little more fun than we probably ought to have.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Roger, with your Metamucil fries, you'd stay regular all the time, wouldn't you?
Wait a minute. Thank you. Even Greg gets a rim shot today.
I'll have my regular order.
Thank you.
Regular. There you go. That's good. You know, my question is, it's fast food, okay? So if you don't want the fat, don't go to a fast food restaurant.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Very much. Exactly. That's why I don't understand why consumer groups have to put the pressure on organizations that are selling this stuff because we're buying it like crazy anyway.
Right. I mean, you know.
Are they doing this because of pressure from consumer groups?
Yeah.
Or are they doing it because they think they've got a market? That there are people, if you can't get low-calorie fries at McDonald's, then there's a reason to go to Burger King.
Well, that's a point.
This isn't a new concept, they may be doing it
as a competitive advantage,
that's not
as reaction to anybody.
That's very possible.
You know, he makes me think about a different avenue. Jeez. Now I got to think. Thanks, Greg. We appreciate it.
Oh, can I
go ahead.
A quick comment about Tigers? Is that okay?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
I think we are, if we don't improve our bullpen, we're not going to win the playoffs.
You don't think so?
Our bullpen's in sad shape right now.
Yeah.
It is.
It really is.
I mean, the starters are wonderful, but look what happened last night. I mean, you know, Verlander pitches a perfect game, almost a perfect game. And then
they blow it.
Yeah. It wasn't the perfect game, but, I mean, he did 12 strikeouts. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, he pitched a scoreless game.
He did, scoreless game.
Yeah.
And now, and then, of course, the bullpen comes in, and then they lose it. So that's going to be a problem, I see.
Yeah,
Greg, what can they do at this point to fix their bullpen problem.
Bring up Phil Koch.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah, right. You want to lose every game in the...
Koch 9.0.
Have you guys seen... It's funny about Phil Koch. Have you seen him? He'll put it, take him off for two pitches, and then he leaves, and you can see him cussing under his breath. You know, when he takes him off.
Well, as we've said before, things do not go better with Koch, especially when he's in the bullpen. Yeah. So, yeah, I think you're right, Greg. Thanks, by the way, and have a good day.
You too.
All right, yeah, he's right. No, if the Tigers don't improve their bullpen. Maybe they should eat them like fries or something.
Maybe they would be winning if they were eating lower-calorie French fries.
No. No, I want these guys to have a lot of oomph behind the pitches. So.
Can they bring up somebody from the minors?
I don't think they
just
can
just for the playoffs?
I don't think they can
I think they already have.
Yeah. Speaking of the Tigers, we're going to talk about the Tigers next. It is the trifecta. 590 WKZO. It is the trifecta, at least for today anyway.
Yeah.
Michael's here. Roger's running around losing.
Yeah.
And Jim. I had to come in because we really didn't want to leave Michael to his own devices, although I bet he'd be a whole lot better than I was. It's the Michael Show! Woo! Woo!
Well, all we'd do is probably talk about sports then.
That's all right. Oh, yeah, that'll go over like a lead balloon. Yeah, well, you know. Speaking of lead balloons, the Tigers are sinking like one. Sorry, I had to chance. Let's just do this by the numbers. The Tigers need a win to clinch at least a tie for the AL Central crown. They need another win or an Indian loss to clinch the division outright, because that's why they're magic numbers, too. The odds that the Tigers will reach the American League Division Series, according to Baseball Prospectus, 99.9%. Well, I'm glad they think so.
Yeah.
Jeez. Here's the thing. The Tigers have pretty much clinched they've already clinched something, okay? If, I like the way they say this, hypothetically, if the Tigers lose out their next five games, so that they lose the next two teams, or these two games to the Twins, and then then they'll lose all three to the Miami Marlins.
Oh, boy, that'd be embarrassing.
Boy, would it. they would, and the Indians and Rangers both win out. Then they'll finish in a tie with Texas for the second wild card spot. Then they'd have to play that one game tiebreaker. Remember what happened the last time we did that?
Oh, gosh.
Alexi Casilla singled home the winning run, beat Minnesota, beat him 6-5. I remember that was a bad year.
Well, we kept our closer Fernando Rodney in for three innings that game.
I know. By the way, Fernando's doing very well down in Tampa.
He is.
You know, he looks deadly down there. Of course, he looks scary too. But do you let Dr. Sports in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Free reign.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun, so you might as well. So anyway, so here's the way the math goes. The Tigers are in the playoffs at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're either going to play Texas or somebody, or they're going to win the division, which would be nice tonight. 7:45 airtime, 590 WKZO. It would be so nice if they would just win tonight.
Yeah, let's get it over with.
At least clinch the tie.
It's not making a sweat.
Yeah, that would be. And we do play Miami the last three games. Which is cool, because Miami, like, sucks wind.
Oh, yeah. The Astros are worse.
I don't know. The Astros, I mean, I know their budget is low and everything.
Yeah.
But they have some guys that really try.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Is Ozzy still managing down there?
Yeah? No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, whoever's managing that place, that needs to be fired. Actually, they need to fire the owner. That's what they need to do. Jeffrey Lurie needs to go bye-bye. So, Tiger fans, take heart. They're in the playoffs. We just don't know where. Just hope they win tonight. Things will be cool.
Yeah.
That'll work. That will work. All right, CBS News, local news next. We'll be back with the trifecta on the other side of 4:30, 590 WKZO. It is the trifecta. At least today, anyway. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. I just wanted to chime in.
Some chime. Is it made out of jello or what?
I could restrain my enthusiasm.
Yeah, you could, but that, you know. It's that Metamucil you take.
Yeah.
You know, does that have psyllium in it, by the way?
That's what Metamucil is.
Psyllium?
Yeah.
You know, that has a side effect that's not really nice. You know that, don't you? Kellogg's made a cereal a few years ago that had psyllium in it until they found out it has a rather unpleasant side effect.
And that side effect is?
Could cure the energy crisis if it was handled the right
way. Oh, methane emissions became a problem.
I was trying to find a tactful way around it, but you know what? It was All right, I'm going to invoke the rule that I'm in charge over here, so I'm going to ask for something. On the texting line, 80373, I need a little help here. I have a friend who has, you're going to love this, has a washing machine, as do most of us.
Yeah.
Okay. The washing machine in the spin cycle doesn't get rid of all the water. Okay?
Okay.
Now, she has asked me to help her fix this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mechanically inclined. I could probably take the darn thing apart, but then putting it back together would be tough.
Yeah.
I need some assistance. Is there something I should be looking for? Like, is the hose plugged or, you know?
Is it plugged in?
Yes, it's plugged in. Man, you are just full of Metamucil today, aren't you?
Well, start at the beginning.
Okay, well, so what happens during the spin cycle is the machine will
goes
spin
round and round.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. All right, hang on.
Water pours in the machine.
Yeah, and it comes out.
Oh, the tub goes round and round, and the water goes out. Well, the water doesn't all go out. That's the problem. There's still some puddles of water down at the bottom. I'm trying to figure out what I have to do or what am I looking for to help alleviate this situation.
Okay.
And don't tell me new washer, because that's not what I want. Okay. But if you're handy and you know kind of what I need to look for, please text me at 80373 and give me an idea.
Is it legal for you to be asking listeners
help
on a personal problem?
I just did.
I don't know that we're allowed to do that here, Jim.
I just did.
Oh.
I'm going to ask on Facebook later, too. So.
Oh, there's an exciting post. That'll get everybody excited.
Yeah, everyone's going to jump to that one.
Uh-huh.
You know, both of you guys can go jump, okay? Seriously. Well, not maybe Roger, because who knows what that Metamucil will snap. Hey, one of your favorite people's in the news.
I have several.
Yeah, I know. Governor Snyder.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Guess what?
Yes.
His campaign is going to start airing ads in most major Michigan media markets on television. Now,
is he going to pay for those ads out of the same secret fund, that slush fund that he's paying for the emergency financial manager's hotel suite in Detroit?
No, I think.
Did you talk about that earlier today?
No, I was going to wait until you got here.
Oh.
I just figured that would be way too much fun with you here, so. But we don't have to now because you've talked about it.
You brought the governor up.
This is his campaign fund. But here's what I'm wondering. See, last time he didn't release his campaign ad until Super Bowl Sunday. This is like a couple months down the road here, like 4 or 5 maybe. So what I'm wondering is, excuse me, to borrow a phrase from Roy Orbison, is the governor running scared?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, is he running scared over the fact that he may not only face a challenge in the primary, but that polls are showing him trailing Mark Schauer, the Democratic would-be candidate?
I've seen some more recent polling that doesn't show him
trailing
Mark Schauer.
Okay.
But Upton's getting a right-wing challenge. Bressler, a guy from DeWasia.
Oh, wow.
And I think he's nervous that the Tea Partyists are going to primary him. And so he's trying to hit the marketplace first.
Okay. Well, according to Mark Schauer's campaign manager, B.J. Neihardt, he says it's using the quoting fingers. It's unprecedented. I'm glad you laughed because you know I'm doing it.
Yep.
It's unprecedented for an incumbent to be spending money on a political ad more than a year before an election. And that's what hit home for me more than anything else. Here he is spending money way before the election to remind people that he was one tough nerd.
You know,
he's one successful nerd now.
Yeah.
I don't understand what he's got his undies in a bunch about. The union people really like him.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah,
let's ask him. All right, union people, do you really like the governor?
Look at those phones
light
up.
I'm going to say no.
Look at those phones light up. All of Governor Snyder's union supporters.
I told you.
Huh. Not a one.
Not a one. Not a one.
So you think he's being paranoid? And,
I think there's a tad bit of, concern. I mean, why would you start ads more than a year and 5 months before you did it the first, let alone last time, when nobody knew who you were, technically? Yeah.
Unemployment is bad in Michigan. He doesn't want to have to go look for a real job.
I thought
he wants to keep the governor thing going four more years, hoping that the economy, in August, unemployment actually bumped up in Michigan. And so I'm certain he's concerned about going out into the marketplace and trying to get himself gainful employment.
Michael?
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
While you're over there. If the governor does this, do you think it's going to chase more money towards Mark Schauer?
I would say so.
Because people are going to think, the governor doesn't quite think his chances are as good as they thought they were, and maybe they ought to,
He could be sweating it out.
How about the money that's nervous going to people further to the right than Governor Snyder? You know, Dick DeVos ain't going to support a Democrat. He's going to find himself.
That's big news.
That's so shocking.
You can write that down.
You just,
I'll state that publicly.
Holy
that
cow.
I don't think Dick DeVos will ever support a Democratic nominee for any office.
Go out on that limb, baby.
Yeah. That's a strong limb.
It's a stretch, but
you think?
I'm thinking the money ain't going to Schauer, that the right-wing money is going to go to somebody. You know, the Tea Partyists have said all along that if they could really run some really right-wing candidate, they could win.
Is there a really right-wing candidate other than DeVos? He already tried it. And remember, he started early, too, and then got his rear end handed to him.
What's
the
guy from Grandville?
Amash?
Oh, no. He's a whole different kettle of fish.
he might be, you know.
Who's the guy that brought the terrorist into the Allegan High School?
Is that Dave Ajima?
Yeah, Dave Ajima. Okay. That's the guy. Yeah.
Oh, that's the guy you're thinking of. Yeah. Huh? Okay.
They ought to get him to run for governor the right of Snyder.
Man, so far to the right, he can see the left.
No, he brought a terrorist that converted to Christianity into Allegan High School the night of a high school football game, and the sheriff shut him down saying, I don't have enough security here for what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think he'd be a great DeVos candidate to run in opposition to Snyder.
But
he's from Grand Rapids.
Does it make it appear the governor is running a little scared running ads this soon?
Seriously,
especially this close after the Mackinac conference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, his
what did he learn up there that made him this nervous?
That Rand Paul's more popular than Chris Christie, and Chris Christie is more in tune with our governor, although not really. Christie is a dyed-in-the-wool conservative. He really is. But at the same time, he's the one the Democrats are kind of afraid of.
He's Christie is more of a pragmatist.
Yeah,
He'll deal with what he has to deal with.
My inkling is that the Schauer campaign may get more out of this than Snyder's campaign because of the simple fact that if you're the incumbent governor, you should not make it appear privately or publicly that you're a little concerned over your possible reelection, especially over a year away.
Yeah.
If you're the governor, you ever see that scene in The American President where Michael Douglas is standing at the podium and he's trying to explain to people why the guy, the Bob Rumson, is the fact that it's not the fact that he says it's because he can't sell it. And at the end, he goes, my name is Andrew Shepherd, and I am the president. Well, this is Rick Snyder, and he is the governor.
Mm-hmm.
So he should just not even – I think he shouldn't even play ads. Just let it go and go on governing.
Yeah.
You know, and then if, you know, you have to react – the thing is, he's the incumbent. He's got the home court advantage, essentially.
Do you think this could have –
this is too early.
Do you think it could have anything to do with the open talk by Tea Partyists of replacing the lieutenant governor with somebody more to their liking?
Yeah.
That's what's increasing the governor's paranoia?
Yeah, it could be, except for the straw poll. There was 84-16% in favor of Lieutenant Governor Callie. So, you know, it just seems to me that this, whoever is telling Governor Snyder what to do, this is probably not something you want to do. Seriously. He has the home court advantage. He is the governor. Seriously. He's the governor. Mark Schauer has never been the governor. No. He wants to be the governor, but he's got to try to convince people that Governor Snyder isn't fit to be the governor. Well, you don't see ads out there for Schauer right now saying that, you know, I mean, Schauer's making speeches and stuff, but you don't see advertising. I just think this is a wrong move by the campaign. I think that Governor Snyder's campaign should have backed off and said, you know what, we're not going to answer these people.
Do we have time for calls from listeners?
A couple, maybe.
Okay. I'd be interested in hearing from some Republicans.
Yeah, do they think maybe this is not a good idea?
Why do they? Why do they think the governor's doing this? Not whether or not it's a good idea, but what would motivate a Republican incumbent governor to do this?
Yeah, why would you advertise this early in the campaign? Period. I mean, why? It just seems to me it's not a waste of money necessarily, but why? Why do it? He's the governor.
382-4280. 877-382-4280.
Or if you want to text, you can go to 80373. And by the way, I did get an answer. Go to Google.
Go to
water
Google.
Water not totally draining from washer. There may be a video there. So thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. I just thought, you know, well, maybe somebody would know right away.
YouTube.
You know, so. John's here.
John McNeil has some ideas for your washer.
No, I don't really. I just got off the phone with Zach Pohl, who works on the shower staff, and they're, of course, saying that the governor's desperate.
Yeah.
They're, you know, saying that basically they looked at the there's a new Epic MRA poll out of Detroit that shows 75% of the population there is angry with the governor for the whole emergency manager thing.
Mm-hmm.
The council in Detroit gets even worse numbers. Dave Bing gets worse numbers than the governor does. Oddly enough, they like the emergency manager more than they like all the others. Go figure.
Who knew?
Go figure.
Okay. Well, I just think this is – I agree with Schauer's campaign. I think he's running scared, and I don't think he should show it.
Or it shows that the governor has enough money that he can throw it away.
That he can do stuff like this. Yeah. Well, that's true.
You know, he can that do it true. Like this. I mean, it is awfully early, and they have a – maybe they figure if they can, maybe they're trying to dissuade the, you know, the Tea Party from putting a candidate up.
Yeah.
Well, that could be.
Because it's a
strong
candidate.
Enough ad, maybe it can. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Our friend is on the phone. Did you know that?
Rob Sisson.
Rob Sisson. Hey, Rob. He's a
Hey,
Republican.
Guys. How you doing?
All right. How about you?
Hey,
how
Rob.
About you?
Good. I'm in my car on my way to see Bob Inglis at Western, and I heard your conversation.
And do you, as a Republican, do you think it's too early? Do you think the governor's running scared or showing his hand here?
No, not at all. This the production had to be in the can before the Mackinac conference. And I think, the governor was playing host to Republicans from around the country, including several other Republican governors. And I think he wanted to showcase his accomplishments here and celebrate, you know, some Republican victories here in our state as a model for the rest of the country. And that's, you know, that production was in the can, and the timing was to come out when those folks were passing through Michigan. So I don't think it really has anything to do at all with poll numbers or his eventual, campaign strategy.
Rob, do you think that there's a risk of it being misinterpreted and that he may not have intended it that way, but it has the smell of desperation to other people seeing his ad?
Well,
is that a risk?
Well, I mean, I don't know any the Republicans I've been networking with over the last couple of days thought it was a fantastic piece. So I guess it's the olfactory senses of Democrats versus Republicans probably giving it a different scent.
That's true.
Okay.
That is true. And I understand why the Democrats are reacting the way they are. I guess I'm just of the opinion, you know, he's the incumbent governor. He can do anything he wants, I guess. But I would show power and just say, you know what? I don't have to do anything. I'm still the governor. Duh. Mm-hmm.
Rob, do you think the governor's using his slush fund to pay for the hotel suite for his emergency financial manager, does that have any legs? Is there any real concern in that?
I have no idea. I'm not clued in on that topic at all.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we thought we'd ask.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Right,
thanks, guys.
We'll see you in studio soon. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
He could come in.
I talked to him
yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool. Boy, time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We got to wrap things up, man. Sigh. And then I get to go home. You guys get to stay.
I don't.
Well, that's right. You don't.
I get to stay, though.
Oh, yeah. Michael does. Somebody's got to be put in charge who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to be us. All right. We'll wrap things up for this version of the Trifecta. Coming up is 590 WKZO. All right, wrapping it up for a Tuesday. Nice to have you along. Thanks for all the comments and everything.
Thanks for covering for me while I was
anytime,
late to work.
While you were doing what you're supposed to do for the people of Oshimo Township?
Yeah.
Sure. Not a problem.
By the way, there was a couple of callers that wanted to help you with your washing machine.
Really?
One of them said that you're using too much soap.
Okay.
And the other said, just run the spin cycle again.
I did that, and it worked.
Okay.
Thank you to whoever said that. Now, the soap thing I'll talk to her about, but I did run the spin cycle again, and it did work.
Okay.
Is it a top load or a front load?
It's a top load.
Get some of the washer cleaner stuff.
Okay.
That removes soap residue out.
Oh, you think it might be?
And clean it. I think
so
it's
handy.
Called Clothes Washer Magic.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, thanks to everybody. I appreciate it. And I am going to look on Google. Water doesn't drain out of washer. I didn't think about that.
YouTube,
too. Yeah, because I get videos. Well, there's supposed to be a video with a Google thing.
Yeah, you'd have to read when if you got Google.
All right.
Just watch a TV thing.
I'm going to make Mr. Sports, I'm going to make him go out on that limb here. So, Mr. Sports,
uh-huh.
Do you think the Tigers will clinch at least a tie tonight?
No.
That means they'll win?
No.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Whoa!
Oh, nope. Boy.
Nope.
All right, Michael, you.
They're feeling pressured.
I think they'll win tonight.
Think they'll win tonight?
After what happened last night, they got to come back strong.
I got to hope that they do.
Who's pitching tonight?
Let's see here. If I can get that up really quickly.
I don't know. I do know that they will play at 7:45 here on 590 WKZO.
Doug Fister's going tonight versus Scott Diamond.
Go, Doug.
They're going to lose.
Have a good night, you guys. 5 o'clock afternoon news is next.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.